The program you have just been listening to didn't really exist. It was a figment of your imagination. In fact, BBC Radio closed down 5 years ago. But you didn't realize that, did you? Oh, no, you just keep switching on and imagine you're hearing the same programs you always used to hear. But you're not, you know, there's nothing there. It's all in your mind. Haven't you noticed? You keep hearing the same programs day after day, month after month, year after year, always the same. Well, that's because you're just making them up. They're not really there at all. Oh, no, but you want them to be there, don't you? You've been brainwashed, haven't you? You can't face reality. That's not even a proper radio you've got there, you know. They stopped making radios. I know. It looks like a radio, but there's nothing inside it. Nothing, do you hear me? Nothing. Go on, open it up, have a look. Take the back off. It's empty, isn't it? You might as well be listening to the toaster or the gas stove. You're trapped, you hear me? The BBC have trapped you. Oh, what blind fools you've been.
That was the director of Radio Prune. Advertising on behalf of Radio Prune Full Frontal Radio. Broadcasting on 305 gas meters on your electric toaster. For the best reception, sit in the gas oven with a slice of toast strapped to each ear. And within seconds, you will imagine you're hearing the sound of 45 redundant BBC symphony orchestras. But you're not. For if you look under the grill, you'll find it's Reddy, Dave Lee, and his Full Frontal Rhythm Boys playing this tune.
At last!
Yes, Gibbon lovers, this is Radio Prune, bringing you the one program that really does exist. Though it's hard to think why. During the next half hour, you'll hear the actual voices of Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, and Bilotti. But if you think you can hear Jo Kendall, you're wrong. She doesn't exist. You thought her up. What twisted imaginations you've got. There now follows 5 seconds of complete silence.
It's I'm sorry, I read that again.
You see?
We got the actors. We got the scripts. We got the audience. We got a rotten band. For what? That's all, why not? Carry on, keep your hands warm. What more do we need? What more do we need?
How about an opening number?
That's so easy, Mr. Piano Man. We're gonna please the people.
Yeah.
We're gonna make them roar.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna give them.
Yeah.
What they've been waiting for.
What's that?
Full Frontal Radio. Everybody should tune into it.
Full Frontal Radio.
Coming on Radio Prune.
Let's do it. Take off your shirt.
Oh, 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 oh.
It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Take off your pants. Let it all hang out.
Full Frontal Radio. Tune into Radio Prune.
It's the winner.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Radio Prune bringing you the only half hour of genuine radio on the air. Remember, all other programs are either repeats or very clever impersonations by the Director General. Radio Prune is also the one and only bona fide full frontal show in sound broadcasting. No artificial aids, mirrors, or foam rubber are used. This is the real thing. It's Full Frontal Radio.
Coming on Radio Prune.
And so, Radio Prune is born.
Congratulations, it's a prune.
Radio Prune is free radio without inhibitions or censorship, dedicating itself to the promotion of radicalism, liberalism, anti-racialism, and dirty jokes. We will be dedicating many broadcasts to the rights of free speech, bringing together famous politicians, moralists, and clergymen to discuss controversial issues and tell dirty jokes. Weathermen will be encouraged to illustrate their weather forecast by their costumes. If the weather is to be sunny, they will wear pig's bladder hats. If it is rainy, they will wear waterproof pig's bladder hats. If frost is expected, they will carry machine guns.
Thank you, thank you.
But from now on, every program will be full frontal. We believe that the full beauty of the human body is something everyone should be able to listen to whenever they wish.
With this in mind, amongst our forthcoming presentations will be in the morning, 8 o'clock nudes, and then nudes bulletins every half hour. This will be followed by Lift Up Your Skirts and Drop Gear with John Peel. Naturally, all these programs will be totally uncensored.
No, you can't do that, Director General speaking. I'm afraid your programs will have to be reviewed by our BBC Censorship Committee. Don't be frightened of them. They're just a small cross-section of quite average retired colonels, Puritan saints, nuns, and, of course, loonies. I've already told them you're taking over, so they're probably discussing it right now. If you turn to the next sketch, we can probably hear them.
We didn't have any of these full frontals in our day.
No full frontal.
It's these modern long-haired frontals that's doing it. Naked men all over the place.
We didn't have naked men in our day. When we used to take our clothes off, we were fully dressed underneath. I used to wear a dinner jacket under my vest.
And when I took my underpants off...
Yes.
Nothing, just when I took my underpants.
Course in our day, you'd never catch young ladies naked.
No, too damn fast for us.
I can remember.
What? Wait a minute, shouldn't we be censoring something?
Yes, oh, we should. Oh. It's the first script of this new radio prune thing. Let's have a read of it. Oh! Oh! Oh, look at this. Oh, oh no, no. Oh, it's very good, isn't it?
You are now tuned to Prune, unless you switched off, in which case, to you.
Radio Prune is now the number one radio station called Radio Prune. Even the press have begun to recognize us.
And we have received reviews in some extremely high-class intellectual journals, the names of which we're not allowed to mention, and you lot are too common to know about anyway. The radio critic of the... writes...
I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Successfully affects a gallimorphia of risibility, entwining within its labyrinth of almost Swiftian and Hudibrastic persiflage, owing not a little to Brecht, perhaps, a maelstrom of semantic wordplay, which surely harkens back to the verbum ambiguum of the pathetic badinage in Gawain and the Green Knight, and thus creates a veritable charisma of Gilbertian calisthenics. And I particularly like the knickers jokes.
An eminent Sunday newspaper critic had a good word for us.
Filthy!
Dear Radio Prune, I would like to complain about your program, so please broadcast something distasteful. I shall not be happy until I have taken offense. And a gate and a small potting chair. Yours truly, Colonel Walter Wall Carpeting, Mrs. O.B.E.
All right, then.
Radio Prune is not expensive, always cheap and most offensive.
Boom. That was offensive. I'm going to write to the Queen. Your Most Royal Majesty, that last item made me ashamed to be a member of the British Commonwealth. So I'm sending you back my OBE. Also, my Order of the Garter, which needs new elastic. In exchange, if you have any George Crosses left, please send me half a dozen with pink ribbons. And my wife would like a pair of your sensible shoes.
Okay, now we have an inoffensive item. Here is a warning to all motorists on the M1, traveling from Birmingham to London on the northbound carriageway. And now, here is a weather report.
Cloudy, 7 out of 10, must try harder.
And now, here is the 9 o'clock honours list.
Knighthoods have been awarded to Brigadier General Reggie Mental for services to the Army. To Mr. Jocelyn Comfy Bijou for services to the Navy. And to Mr. Solly Greenblatt Shumko and Gefilterfish already for £10,000. The MBE has been awarded to Mr. Nosher Suggs for his services to refuse disposal. And to Mr. Roger Taylor for his services to Rod Labour. Mr. Rolf Harris has been made a Dame of the British Empire. A hospital spokesman said his condition was satisfactory. The OBE has been awarded to practically everybody for no apparent reason. And that ends the 9 o'clock honours list, but stay tuned for a new honours list every hour on the hour.
If you want to hear a station that is really a station, then you got to get a good tune. That's the wonderful, wonderful things you love. I brought you a radio prune. Oh, I brought you a radio prune.
And now, Radio Prune continues at gunpoint with the news in Welsh.
Plaid Cymru am fath, look you. Plaid fair, Phil Gwyn Prime Minister, I David Hemmings, I Anona Wyn, Gil Gogerich, Wyn Rob, Annual Dinner, Llan Indri National Frog Trampling Institute. My hen flan fan hyddai, lesser spotted aardvark pudding. Merion chlan ferio guest of honour, Clive Jenkins. Herioneth, Mr. Jenkins, the Nugarian plate of wallaby stew, Gwilerio, Prime Minister's head. Clanisquith, Prime Minister, ferio sly Jenkins, mochin hedio steaming knit. I fancy silio gogogoth, ferioned home rule for Wales. Viterio quin lchalandath all over the carpet. Credin pan use lag erech Metropolitan Police Robson Heredio 6 months lach bod wariach breach of the peace go gerech moriu garan we indecent exposure.
Dear sir, I must protest, like many others, I believe most sincerely that the Welsh people should have their own language and culture, and that Wales should have home rule, complete independence, and if possible a stout wall built around it to keep them away from the rest of us. Yours sincerely, Brigadier General Titfield Thunderbolt, MC, EMF, BFPO4, MCC, 101-3 declared, NUT and Looney, PS, OBE for no apparent reason.
Before our next programme, the weather forecast in Portuguese, here are some of the other minority appeal programmes you can hear later tonight. At 8 o'clock, Oculus Question Time is followed by Suddenly It's T.S. Eliot. And then at 10 o'clock, you can put your feet up and relax because Friday night is cost analysis night. And now...
Home this afternoon, a go-go.
Hi there, Mom, Dad, Granny and the kids, and all you girls and boys, mature men and women living alone, the old age pensioners and nuns and chartered accountants and people interested in stamp collecting and football and rearing gibbons. And an extra special great big hello to all you guys who are crazy about stamping on frogs. This is your old pal Emperor Caligula with a great big bundle of fun for everyone. So before I lead you in our first prayer, I'm going to spin you a platter that I know you'll all love. It's a real groovy, trendy, sentimental, a upbeat ballad treatment of that old-time swinging hit record, including the latest half-time scores. It's the Nuns Frog Stamping Chorus from Aida Meets Frank Ifield, sung by Joe Cocker and the Harrogate Decay Gentle Folks Choir.
We nuns enjoy stamping on frogs. We prefer it to stamping on dogs. It's a real way.
News flash. Thieves last night broke into a government clothing store and stole the entire stock of dark blue trousers. Police are looking pretty silly.
Oi, oi, oi!
Hey, can I start? Thank you. Early every morning I throw my bedroom window high. Whee! And let the good clean air refresh my room. With welly boots upon my feet, I tiptoe through my garden suite. And watch the sun come beeping through the gloom.
I can't see. Turn the lights on.
Oh, see the blind nocturnal mole shyly leap back in his hole.
Wrong hole.
And listen to the goldfish sweetly sing. A centipede goes tripping by. And there goes a butterfly. And hark, the birds are warbling on the wing. On the wing. A little flower shake, the dew drops from their hair. And new green shoots are pushing through the clay. I can hear them take a deep breath of morning air. And then I tape record each tiny word they say.
What is he, some kind of nut?
But I never heard a dog rose bark. Oh. I've never seen a buckthorn buck. I've never had a squeak from a cabbage or a leek. And I've never heard a chickweed chuck. I've never heard a hairbell ringing. I've never heard a bugle blow. But I'm sitting in the garden and I listen to the flowers grow. Oh, listen to the flowers grow. I've never seen a cinquefoil sink. I've never seen a celandine. And I've never been scared by what I've heard of the roaring of a dandelion. I've never seen a speed while speeding. And I've never known a row and row. I'm sitting in the garden and listen to the flowers grow. Oh, listen to the flowers grow. I'm milking the carnation as I watch the pansies prance. Such a sweet sensation to see the daffodils dance. I wandered lonely as a cloud. That's enough. But I'd love to hear a crocus croak. And what about a cowslip moo? Oh, white, how lovely they fly. And when is a bluebell blue? I've never seen a broom go sweeping. And I've never known a stitch was so. Oh, I'm sitting in the garden. I listen to the flowers grow. Oh, I listen to the flowers grow. Oh, it's not much fun. They think of me as an enemy. I'm sitting in the gaga garden, listening to
you now have a choice of listening. You can leave the radio on or go and play a nice record. But we have a question for those who've stayed switched on.
Why?
You have 5 seconds to consider your answer and send it to us on a postcard. Right, no postcards have arrived, so we'll carry on. You are now about to witness an historic event. I'm sorry, I'll read it again. Talent contest. So, without further ado, let's hear the first act. And now let's hear the second act. Introducing Ivor Menagerie and his singing animals. Ivor, is it true that you and these animals actually sing, the actual words?
Absolutely. We sing together the actual words, that's right. Now, let me quickly introduce the group. Tonight we have a donkey.
Eeyore.
Duck. A goat.
Meh.
A horse.
Meh.
A sheep.
Meh.
A dog.
Oh.
And a chicken.
What?
Right, and we'd like to combine right now to give you a medley of popular favorites. One, two, three. Slow. Slow, slow. Slow. Up all
meh.
Cares and woe, here I go singing low.
Meh, meh.
Blackbird, because a sixpence is better than a penny is better than a farthing is better than none. And the hills are alive with the sound of moon. See, we
ain't got a
bat
love. We were ragged and foon, but we'll travel along singing a song.
Here to start with, we are deeply honored to offer you that all-time classic, Just My Bill, sung by the legendary, the one and only, the terrific, Eddie Waring.
Oh, it's just my bill. He's quite a lad as a matter of fact, though, and no one seems to notice him as he goes by. But he did have a great game on Saturday against old Kingston Rovers, scored a try.
And now,
it's the Rock and Roll Rhythm and Blues Revival Show, sung to the Over 70s.
Hey, 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 hey!
Can't you play more than one note?
Of course we can.
Classics and the sounds of original blues artists on original recordings of yesteryear.
The blues, every song tells a story, every phrase reaches your heart, a language of its own, with every line packed with meaning.
Well, oh, no more, no more. Yeah, man, you want, no, no. You better believe that. Are you listening now? How did you know? Well, you know what I'm talking about. I give my money more money. Well, if I never did my money, oh, and you never worry about me. I didn't leave you, I didn't bother me, boop, 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 oh, yes, I did. Hey, you know what I mean.
But the blues singer never despairs. He tries to cheer himself up with his music, even in the depths of misery and sickness.
Oh, I woke up one morning feeling so sick I thought I was dead.
Oh, yeah. I felt sick in my stomach and I felt sick in my head.
Oh, yeah.
So I leaned over from my pillow
and threw up all over the bed.
I turned around to my wife,
oh, yeah,
and I threw up all over her.
I threw up on the dog, and I threw up on the baby's chair.
Oh, yeah.
Now 5 years I've been traveling,
and I've thrown up everywhere.
I've thrown up in California, thrown up in Timbuktu. Come on over here, baby, and I'll throw up over you. Throwing up. Growing up, oh Lord, I'm telling you, I got those sick man blues.
Give me one, Kim. I've thrown up over Indians, I've thrown up over Jews, I've even thrown up on my blue suede shoes. I'm
growing up, up the hill.
Here is a prune flash. 16 prisoners have just broken out of Dartmoor Prison.
Thank you, that was a jail warning.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, friends. It's Prune Play of the Week, plays by up-and-coming authors, written specially as ended for our Prune Play competition. We want you at home to vote for the play you enjoyed least. I just want you to remember that. The play you enjoyed least. And friends, the author will face the humiliation of appearing in Opportunity Knocks. What a terrible thing. Isn't that absolutely wonderful? Now can we have tonight's play, please?
And this week's brand new play is called The Taming of the Shrew.
Hold it. I think we got a little error there. I think that's been done. You know that?
Never mind. We're not doing the whole play.
Oh, no.
It's been shortened like milk.
Like milk. It's been shortened like milk. That's what
yes.
you said. It's been shortened
yes.
like milk.
Hmm? It's a condensed version.
That's really impressive. That's good. 80 on the old barometer. That's really impressive. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we present this week's Prune Plays, The Taming of the Shrew. Thank you very much.
The scene is Padua in Italy in the early 16th century. Padua, a glorious city, much like Venice, except that it has no water in the streets. Which explains why all its gondoliers have sprained wrists. Our story begins on a beautiful Italian night. The moon is full.
Oh, I've eaten too much.
The streets are thronged with Latin lovers.
A mess of mat.
And the air is filled with romantic, tender, loving Italian sounds of bottoms being pinched.
Hey, bring back that bottom.
Down by the riverside is a friendly old tavern, and inside it, the student's bar. Yes, the liquor is very cheap here, and in one corner, a small group of young men are drinking lustily.
Barman, give us another pint of lustily.
I'm sorry, sir, the lustily's all gone.
Come, sir, let us raise our goblets.
Goblet, a little mouth.
Now let's raise our glass slits. And take a drink lit of beer lit. And as we drink lit, a sing a song lit, a serenade to every lovely Paduan maid. And I have made quite a few. Now, drink and sing. Now swallow.
Ah, but we sing only to drown our melancholy. Is it not sad that on a romantic night such as this, we are but a company of rough-hewn men? Where are the soft blue eyes, the pink cheeks, and golden hair that would add beauty to our number?
Oh, so this is where the boys are.
Easy.
The newcomer was Petruchio, a gay blade who would razor an eyebrow or two in his velvet doublet.
Doublet, a little dub.
And his plastic singlet.
A little thing.
Why not? I've got a feeling I'm falling in love with me.
He wore silken hose on his graceful little fingers and on his head a cap with a nylon-clad feather in it. Men might have called him a fop.
You're a fop!
In fact, they did. But he claimed he was the reverse.
I'm a pop.
Petruchio was a lieutenant in the Buffs, and at his side he clutched a curious old relic of the Spanish Wars. Sergeant Grimbling, his personal attaché.
Oh, he's a case.
Grimbling was ugly and bent.
No, it's just the way I walk. Oh.
Come, Grimbling, let us join these fellows in a glass.
Oh, be a bit of a squeeze, won't it?
That's what makes it fun, you dog. Right, gentlemen, bottoms up. Come, my hearty boys, why so sad? Need I ask? This is a night for love. The moon is full, the streets are thronged. Come, my lusty lads, tell old Grimley I'll get through this somehow. Here, your troubles, for he is of a poetic nature, wise and deeply sensitive in him.
List then, good sire, the soft but cruel dove of loneliness is pecking at my fulsome heart, and I am leap to satisfy my tender boyish needs by sipping sweetly of a fragrant beauty's cup, the lack of which is painful to my amorous soul.
Be sure to crumpet, eh? Yes. I think it's about time you lads forgot about sex and got married. Tomorrow at court...
Tomorrow at court, the Duke and Duchess of Padua are inviting suitor to try for the hands of their lovely daughters, Bianca and Catherine, the one they call the Shrew.
Why do they call her the Shrew?
Because she's got a pointy nose and little whiskers. But I jest.
You could have fooled me.
They are both passing lovely, so grab them quick before they leave it behind.
Very well, then. Tomorrow at court.
Very well, then. Tomorrow at court.
So the next day, everyone gathered at the court of the Duke and Duchess of Padua, where the dance floor shone as if it was glass, and the Duchess tripped onto it.
Oh!
Yeah, it was glass. The Duchess dropped a curtsy. And welcomed the crowd.
Welcome, crowd. As you know, I have two daughters, Bianca and Catherine, whom some do call the Shrew.
The Shrew, the Shrew.
They call the Shrew.
They are both now of marriageable age and highly desirable. And for the safety of the young men, Bianca and Catherine...
The Shrew.
...will be kept in these locked boxes until they can be sold. Sorry, told who their husbands are. Right, Herald, announce the first suitor.
Rump. The first suitor, all the way from France, is Le Duc d'Orléans, who owns a fortune in rubber plantations. In fact, he is known as the original rubber duck. Is also an amateur doctor.
Obviously a quack. And the next.
There are no more, milady.
What the? Does no one wish to marry my Bianca or even my Catherine?
The Shrew. The one they call the Shrew.
I fear the young men are discouraged by Catherine's foul temper and by the fact that Bianca is not exactly pretty.
Not exactly pretty? Not exactly pretty? She's hideous! Very well. I shall raffle them both off as booby prizes on the tombola. Can I have the owner of ticket number?
Clickety-click, number 10.
Oh, I've got it.
Petruchio. Well, now you win a major prize.
Major who? Oh, I love a military man.
You can choose anything you like on this table here.
But there's only one of the boxes containing either Bianca or Catherine.
The Shrew, the one called the Shrew.
And the rubber rabbit. Oh, dear, what shall I do?
Take the bunny
out of the box! It might be Bianca, they say. She's 6'2" with rippling muscles, broad shoulders, a face like a wrestler. Sounds like my time. I'll open the box.
You have won, Catherine.
The Shrew, the one they call the Shrew.
Let out the Shrew.
It's a real Shrew.
The one they call Catherine.
Oh, if only I could have won Bianca.
Bianca? Bianca? I'd forgotten. She's still in the box. She must have suffocated to death. Bianca, knock twice if you've suffocated to death. Oh, she must be all right then. Right. Bianca will marry the owner of ticket number 11.
All the threes, number 11. I've got it, it's mine.
And
it's
so
mine.
Too is Bianca. Let her out.
Oh, well.
But even as she spoke, the box shuddered. The lock burst. And out came a creature with a face like Venus, round, lifeless, and pitted with craters.
Right, love to be my husband.
husband.
I am.
Oh, come to my loving arms.
Oh, but this is ridiculous. I could never satisfy a healthy young maiden, let alone an old bag like you. I'm past that sort of thing.
That's all right, you can go round once more.
But I'm far too old to take a wife.
You won't have to take me. I'll throw myself.
You can't complain, Grimling. At least she hasn't got a pointed nose and whiskers.
No, I haven't. I shaved only this morning. But soft. And cuddly. Who are you, young man?
Well, I'm Petruchio, the poor wretch. The poor wretch who is condemned to waste his manly charms on a shrew.
Oh, I'm beginning to feel for you. Hold still. Petruchio, can't you see this rodent is no good for you?
But at this, Catherine...
The one they call the shrew.
...was seized with a fit of terrible jealousy.
Look out, Petruchio! She's firing poison darts.
Must be a pygmy shrew.
I'm sorry, Petruchio. I should have warned you about her terrible temper. When she gets like this, the only thing you can do is beat her.
Oh, all right. Rather delicious.
Shot glass.
Oh, you said beat, didn't you? Not eat. Oh, silly me, dearie. Oh, dear, I don't know. I'm terribly sorry, Duchess. I'm afraid I've eaten your daughter. Sorry.
I've been listening to The Angus Prune Show, starring Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, and Bilotti. The script was written by Graham Garden and Bilotti, and Bill also wrote the song. The music was played by Dave Lee and the Boys and arranged by Leon Cohen. The program was produced by David Hatch and Peter Titheridge. Bilotti wrote the credits to avoid anyone else getting paid for them, except for the next line, the fee for which he donates to the BBC.
Oh, I'm sorry I'll read that again, Hen, again.
My name is Angus Prune, and I always make sorry I'll read that again.
You don't.
My name is Angus Prune, and I never make that. Sorry I'll read that again.